gave their memory every working day. Me in play clothes, her masquerading as a maid. No short black skirt and feather duster, but a stiff brown dress with white stitched pockets where she kept tissues and half-smoked ducks. Perched on top of the white deep freezer next to the ironing board, I kept her company while she did chores, dousing water from an old Coke bottle on badly wrinkled shirts, spitting to check the iron's flat metal heat, mating socks and snapping sheets. The best part of her day was my worst. Changing back into her street clothes, hanging up the uniform, bony maroni all angles and knees in cast-off threads and hand-me-downs. I'd walk her to the street to wait for the bus that carried her home, 2 transfers and 3 hours later. And stand waving goodbye in the black diesel fumes while my mother called me in to eat the supper left warming on the stove.